CBS News. Poland's military rulers are threatening to move against the Roman Catholic Church if it opposes martial law. I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Word received from Warsaw is that the militia has arrested and beaten several priests in the cities of Wrocław and Gdańsk, where the church has been heavily involved in the Solidarity labor movement. And Warsaw Radio claims today that the militia is making headway against strikes. A broadcast says police have ended walkouts at three mines in Katowice province, and the army has persuaded workers at nine factories in Jelenia Góra to return to their jobs. The military-run Polish radio also says a number of Solidarity leaders are under arrest on charges ranging from pouring glue on machinery to conveying information for the Union. An American delegation that will seek a unanimous response from Western leaders to the Polish crackdown has arrived in London. The group is scheduled to visit several European capitals later in the week. Another Warsaw radio broadcast mentions the defection of Poland's ambassador in Washington, saying that all the circumstances had not been explained and an investigation is underway. According to Warsaw Radio, Ambassador Romuald Spazowski has been suffering from periodic states of depression and has been asked to return to Poland. President Reagan has granted asylum to Spazowski and his family. More when CBS News continues.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before, and that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 tab, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Italian security forces are now concentrating their search for kidnapped American General James Dozier in the area of Verona, where he was seized last Friday. We asked Gary Shepard about the dragnet.
They've been conducting house-to-house searches in a summer resort area, a few miles to the east of Verona, in summer homes that are now basically unoccupied, hoping to find the terrorists and General Dozier perhaps holed up in the basement of one of those homes. Those searches are unsuccessful so far. Italian authorities are looking for two men they believe may have been part of the kidnapped gang. Names of the men generated by information provided by eyewitnesses to the escape of the kidnappers when they abducted General Dozier last Thursday. That information sent to a computer in Rome, and the names of these two suspects were then provided by the computer, and they have a criminal record in Italy.
Gary Shepard in Verona. A half dozen American experts on terrorism have joined Italian police in the investigation. Police in India say American balloonists Maxie Anderson and Don Ida were forced down today by a gas leak 2 hours after they took off from central India in an attempt to complete a flight around the world. Neither balloonist was injured. Anderson and Ida are said to have decided to return to the United States before determining whether to try again. French officials describe as premature reports that President François Mitterrand has decided to postpone an official visit to Israel because of the annexation of the Golan Heights. But government spokesmen refuse to deny those reports. Mitterrand is due in Israel on February the 10th. The dollar declined against most major foreign currencies today. The price of gold was also down. The London morning fix was $423.75, down $2 from the last fix on Friday. More news after this.
He touched me.
Touch her with Chantilly, and suddenly nothing is the same. Perfume, spray mist, dusting powder.
He touched me. He touched me. And suddenly, nothing is the same.
This Christmas, touch her with Chantilly by Ubigon.
Christmas is such a happy time, but the shopping kills me. I can never think of the right gifts for the right people, especially at the last minute. But this year, I've got Christmas insurance. It's called the Whitman Sampler. If I can't decide what's absolutely right, I'm giving a Whitman Sampler. It's been a tradition for so long now. And everyone loves to get a delicious Whitman Sampler at Christmas.
Whitman's Chocolates, the gift America's been giving ever since 1842.
Two liquor stores in Beverly Hills have removed from their shelves all bottles of vodka manufactured in Poland and Russia as a show of support for the Polish labor movement. Merchant Dennis Overstreet says he's trying to enlist other store owners in the crusade. Banners are also draped across the store fronts, asking motorists to honk their horns in support of solidarity.